and on the Fox. Guys, it's the Bachelor finale. That's crept up quickly, hasn't it? That's tonight.
And I'm so excited, Boxy. Who do we choose? Who do you think is going to win?
I think Irina. I hope Irina. But then I can't tell if it's just Channel 10 being Channel 10, but because they're doing things like the most surprising finale ever. But we have had a Bachelor that didn't pick anyone, and then we had a Bachelor that picked one and changed his mind the next day. So how on earth do you pick that?
That's a big call. It's a big selling point. But in any case, look, this was emotional last night for this Queenslander who was obviously right down to the business end, but it was her final night last night. Izzy.
I saw myself standing at the end of this whole experience with Lockie. Was not expecting tonight to go the way it has. I guess it wasn't meant to be. Right now, I'm just feeling really heartbroken. But I wouldn't change anything.
Oh, and Izzy joins us now. Hi, ouch. Izzy.
Hello.
Izzy, take this as the compliment it is. You are too good for him, too good for the show. You were just too good for it. And I'm actually in a way glad you're off it because you deserve better than that.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Well, and I was wondering, Izzy, as I was watching it, and I, you know, listening to you in the car and seeing how hurt you were, and watching the series back, which I imagine you've done, see, because a lot of us, it was very obvious, and I don't think Lockie was, he's not really a man of mystery. He's made it very clear that Bella and Irina have captured his attention. Now, did you look back and go, oh, I probably wasn't a chance? Like, he clearly had these strong connections?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I definitely had felt that way before going into lockdown. It did seem really obvious who Lockie was going to choose towards the end or definitely who was going to be top two or top four. I think watching it back, I think what happened though is things did pick up for us during lockdown, and some of the things that he said to me that we didn't see on TV, they were kind of the things that made me think it could be me at the end. Oh, he definitely told me that, you know, he was falling for me and that I made him so happy, and that he was himself the most when he was with me. There was a lot that I think I had been really pragmatic, and you start to hear these things and let down your guard. But I think he already had such good connections with people like Bella and Irina that it was just not enough time for us to even come close to that.
Wow.
And this, I mean, Izzy, speaking of Bella and Irina, I mean, it's one of the biggest, I guess, bombshells in this series was that they were best friends and now they're not. And you, I would say the nicest, and definitely I don't want to take away from some of the other girls, one of the nicest girls on the show. And I keep asking everyone who leaves, you know, what was going on? Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? What light can you shed on that fallout?
Yeah. Look, there's a lot that happened during lockdown that the cameras weren't around for. I think there were things that Irina had said to some of us other girls that weren't very nice while she was
like
still
what?
Friends with Bella. Well, I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want that to be... I don't want it to continue. I think Bella's definitely been struggling with seeing her reactions in how things have played out on the show. There is more to it that I think would give some justification to the way she has reacted. I don't want to say that, you know, one is in the wrong, the other isn't. There is just a lot more to the whole situation that happened off camera.
Izzy, who do you reckon will be the one that spills the beans? Because we'd like to speak to them as well. Who do you reckon will break first? Who's going to come out and tell us all the goss?
I mean, where do you even start, though? There's so much that's happened. There's so many different things that people have said. I don't think you'll ever, even what I understand, has come from different people. So really getting to the bottom of exactly what was actually said. People deny what was said. So I don't think we're going to get to it. I think we just need to move on
do you
and accept that they're no longer friends.
No, and well said. Very diplomatic, Izzy. And I've got to be honest, you've been diplomatic, but you have given us something at the same time, so we appreciate that.
They've actually given us more than many of the guests who just tell us absolutely nothing.
Yeah, Izzy, now we've been... Now, I know you won't tell us much and you may not know much, but we're being told this is an explosive finale tonight. Can you even guess what might happen?
That's what the rumours are about, isn't it? I don't know what happens in the finale. Watching it back, you see the things that he says to Bella, the things that he says to Irina. He obviously tells them both he loves them, so I don't know how that's going to play out. I think he's going to really struggle to say goodbye to either of them if he's feeling that way. I'm still really close with Bella and I don't want her to get heartbroken. So I am feeling for her and hoping that that isn't what happens. But yeah, we'll see.
Without watching the show too much, Boxy and Izzy, I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's going to pick Bella. She's going to say no. Then he's going to go to the other girl, pick her. She's going to end up being the bachelorette. And at the end of the day, when you watch the final tonight, Izzy, you win because you come third or fourth, which is great because at the end of the day, you don't want to finish second because you don't want to be the sloppy runner up, and you don't want to win because they never end up together anyway. So you win. Well done.
And I loved your mum, Izzy. I thought your mum was brilliant.
Yeah. My mum asked some great questions. I was there like, yes, queen.
Yes, you're lucky. You've got a wonderful family there, Izzy. You're better off that show and you're too good for it.
Well done, Izzy. Fantastic stuff.
Great rat, Boxy.
Hey, Izzy's the winner. Well done. Thanks for sparing some time,
you
Izzy.
You win, Izzy.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Best of luck finding love. We asked this of all the people that got kicked off. Are you happy now? I know we've had some guests who are hitting up DMs of other guys.
Tinder
and stuff.
And
is that your situation?
Yeah. No, I'm actually happily in love. I've found someone, and I'm in hindsight looking back on things with.
Well, there you go.
I think everything's worked out, and I couldn't be happier.
What's his name?
His name's Reese.
Reese.
Yeah.
Reese. Oh, is he a former reality TV star, is he?
He's not. No,
that's cool.
Quite happy
a civilian.
About that. A normal person like me.
Normal person. That's a good start. Well done. Well, we're very happy for you. And everyone will be watching the finale tonight, 7:30 on 10.
Coming up on Fifi, Bev and Byron.
Like, genuinely, Fif, that is good news for Izzy, isn't it? Like, to be with a guy that's not from that reality TV background, that's a good start, don't you
it's
reckon?
It's a brilliant start. And in the nicest possible way, like, I almost wanted to say to Izzy, I don't want to see her on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, I want to protect her from all of that.
Please do. You should manage Izzy. I feel like you've got a real rapport. Before 9, guys, we are potentially going to give away a lot of cash. The Fox's 40th birthday cash cake. We're going to open the phones real soon. Get ready.